Miracles of Today, Chapter 3, Episode of the Storm. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the waters, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying to one another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. Luke 8:24-25. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Exodus 14:21. It may be well to relate another miracle which took place with the same friend mentioned in episode 2. As told in that chapter, the rains were exceptional that spring. My car was old but faithful to the love I had lavished upon it, and during the storm it never faltered, even when it became necessary to slow down to 10 miles an hour. The rain beat upon the windshield with such fury that I could scarcely see the road. We had to watch carefully, or we might make a wrong turn or pass our crossroad. Lightning flashed almost incessantly, really obscuring our way rather than illumining it. It often made an outline about a signboard, farmhouse, or other wayside object seem grotesque, after which the darkness would engulf us in deeper gloom than ever. The hour was late, and only those travelers were abroad who found it imperative to continue on their way, so we met comparatively few cars on the road. Those we did meet seemed, for the moment, like a friend one chances to meet in an out-of-the-way place. But as soon as they passed, the encircling blanket of darkness became so heavy that our headlights failed to penetrate it for more than a few yards. My friend and I had talked of the white light and the laws of life, but on our 3-hour trip our conversation first lagged, then subsided altogether, and my friend slept. To keep myself awake and to overcome the monotony of the seeming sameness of the miles, I decreed and affirmed silently that the rain would cease when we reached our destination, at least until we could get into the house. After that, let it continue or not, as it chooses, I added. It rains on the just and the unjust alike, I remembered. Yet I also remembered, if one knows God's laws and works with them, the diva of the storm will work with you, even as other of God's forces serve you when you love them enough and will make themselves your servants. The inhabitants of the elements, little elementals, are conscious beings, albeit not human. Nor do they have bodies like humans. Rather, the substance of their bodies is etheric, not dense as in the human body. They respond to love, and by love I mean an element which is different and greater than the 3 little words which we humans use to gain physical ends. The love of which I speak is a force, a substance, tangible, a power to direct by the conscious will of the person using it. Love is like electricity and can be generated at will. Use it. It is said that a young man wrote and asked Thomas A. Edison what electricity was. Mr. Edison replied, Electricity is. Use it. So I say to you, love is. Use it. So I sent forth a generating cloud of this love, so to speak, to the little inhabitants of the elements. When we arrived at home, the closest place to my cottage where the car could be safely driven through the downpour was about 1/2 block. That meant that if my decrees, the love I had directed to the elementals, had not reached their destination, then after parking the car at the side of the road, we would have to make a dash for it through the storm. I pulled up and my friend remarked, It's raining harder now than at any time since we left Chicago. Sure, I replied, the storm is spending itself. I believe in the light, and God cannot fail to answer light's call. At that instant, as if a canopy had been raised over us, we noticed that the sound of the rain falling on the car top had ceased. We then walked the distance to the cottage and entered, and then down came the rain again, as my friend had said, harder than ever, or so it seemed to us. There are more doubting Thomases than believers in the law of life, it seems. Yet my companion remarked that he didn't know what I was doing, but at least things happened the way I wanted them to. I commanded him, "Look at my shoes, and now look at yours. Mine are clean. You have mud even on the sides and tops of yours. Why? You doubted. I believed. You failed God, and so your shoes are proof of your earthliness. You too can have clean shoes. You too can command the storm. You too can have God on your side, but there is one thing you must remember. If you want God on your side, you must invite him, lovingly, joyously, graciously. Recall to mind how the miracles of Jesus and his disciples came to pass. The most outstanding to my mind was when Jesus, standing apart from the crowd, yet away from the tomb of Lazarus, held his hand over his face to shut out the sight of the multitude and their wonderment, and spoke to his presence, 'Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me.' And then in a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.'" John 11:41. Notice that Jesus thanked the Father, the I Am, in advance. Notice, too, that he was sure of himself, yet even more sure that the Father would not, nay, could not, refuse. Did not God say, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee"? Job 22:28. So I say to all those blessed people who pray to God, 1, thank God as Jesus did, in advance. 2, decree, believe, Mark 11:24. Accept, for God cannot fail any more than the sun can fail to shine. I know that many people have felt that God failed them. It is not God who failed, it was you. You failed in your application somewhere. His law is immutable, unalterable, and unchangeable. He cannot fail. Search yourself and see wherein you have failed. On another occasion, I carried a picture of Jesus on the water under my arm for 18 miles. Because of the lack of car fare, I walked. It was raining, so I decreed that the picture be not harmed. When I arrived at my destination, my friends could not believe that I had walked in the rain all that distance. Neither the picture nor my person were wet. On still another occasion, I walked 4 blocks through a downpour. I had called for an electronic umbrella of light using the 91st Psalm. My folks thought I had ridden in a taxi because I was not wet.